gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Commentarians, what up? We are back. Episode number 14. We got 14 of them in, y'all. You know, the pandemic has brought us together to get shit done, man. So here we are. We're back in the studio today. Kazi, shout out to Jamie. And what's up? What's happening, y'all? What's happening, y'all? We found Shad.
What's up, Shad? Back in the house. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, this is also the first time since I've joined commentary that we are all in one space.
It is.
That is true.
Yeah. Yep. 110%. So last week we had special guest Jamie in the building, and we touched on I ain't saying she go day with him and I'm running. You know what I'm talking about? So of course we shouted out Manny during that episode. Manny hit us, and Manny, we trying to get you in here, bruh. We trying to get you on. You know, greetings and salutations to you, man. Hit us up, dog. Hit the email, cause we need to rap with you, man. You know, I'm tired of you going at my girl, man, dog. We got to figure it out. We got to see what's going on. If you're trying to shoot your shot, just say that.
Just say if you like me, dog. Just say that.
Just say be kind of cute, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a relationship, so I can't do that with. But you, Manny, you seem like a single guy.
The super super cute, super fly, like little cousin from a different uncle, nephew, daughter. Auntie.
Yeah.
She fly.
Yeah.
So the Harlem B versus Manny show.
Harlem B versus Manny.
Are we taking side bets? I'm putting my Manny, I rock with you, but I'm putting my money on Harlem on this one though. It may be a close one, but I think you might get bested. I don't know. But Manny, reach out. You know what I'm saying? Let's set this up.
For sure. For sure. And to all my other commentarians that are listening and that are loyal listeners, we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We know you could be listening anywhere, anyhow, anybody, but you are choosing to listen to us amongst, you know, whoever else you do that with. Shad, how you been, bro? We missed you, dog.
Yeah, I've been just being Rashad, that's all.
Yeah.
We mean a plethora of things. But on a serious tip, though, just real quick, please, people, take care of your health. Take care of yourself, mm-hmm. your health. I was not having health issues, but I was dealing with someone who was having health issues who are doing, they're doing much better, you know, family situation.
Awesome.
But take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, educationally, and as Manny would say, financially.
You know what?
Hey, I need all of that, man. Y'all know my situation right now. I need prayers, man. I snuck to Chicago last weekend, me and my lady.
So, oh, you and your lady. Okay.
Yeah. I snuck to Chicago, man. I needed to get up out of here because, boy, that was my first trip, man. This is my first trip in 2020. I ain't been nowhere.
Me either. I'm still shook.
How was that?
Chicago was, it was cool. It was a cool time. They outkicking it. So,
yeah.
But they were actually wearing masks, unless you went to a few of the spots. I tried to stay kind of clear of a lot of the places, though. I was unsuccessful. So I got my COVID test. I came back negative. I got it a week.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm good. But yeah, it was cool. So the deal, like the city stopped selling liquor at 10 up there, right? But the spots don't close till like 1, and some of them still close at 4. So they can't sell liquor, but you can bring your own. So we was in the club, like
moonshine.
Yeah, and they were, and it's crazy because the clubs were practicing social distancing. So like you had to like buy a section essentially to even be in there, you know.
Okay.
So you had to move around with your mask on, but you could be in your section with your people, and then the sections were roped off, and you know it was like people. It was cool.
So how does strip club work? Like if I see somebody over there, I don't really like strippers, but I'm just saying if I see a strip over there and she twerking, I just, you know, signal the waitress. 100 ones, put it in this envelope.
So I
take it over to her. Like, how that work?
I didn't make it to the strip club. Like, in Chicago, if you stand in the city, like, I think the closest one is like 45 minutes. So you got to go out a little ways.
And
that's no traffic nighttime, you know. After,
oh, yeah, I know the Chi-Town.
So it's like 45. But we didn't make it out that far. But the spot we were at, it was like kind of similar to the pageant or like Del Mar Hall.
Yeah.
So they had turned it into a club type of situation with, you know, couches and furniture and booths and stuff like that. And it was cool. It was
so
cool.
Like, if I was talking to somebody about this. So if I'm in a club risking my life, you know what I'm saying? I mean, before COVID in St. Louis, you was risking your life going to the club. So ain't nothing new.
Right.
But it's like I see a fly sister or whatever. And before I holler at her, do I have to pull out like the touchless thermometer or whatever?
Hey, come here, boo. Let
Hold on, baby. What's your temperature? 98. Yeah, you got a bad attitude. Get out of my face.
Y'all best bet is just online dating at this point.
That's true.
I can't do nope.
But you still gotta, you know, for all the single people out there.
Yeah, you know, for our single people.
For the right. single people.
But you still gotta meet.
This is true. But you know, you could take much greater precautions than risking your life by going into the club just to possibly
But here's the thing. I wanna know what you think, because I always like to get Miss Harlem B started early. Cuddle season, COVID. Just how black people say words, right? COVID cuddling season. What does this look like? Because no disrespect to the homeless, you know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of brothers who looked like last year they would have had somebody to stay with. But this year, like, even coming into the studio.
Hey, bro, why did you do this?
No, I'm just saying, like, all due respect. Like, I'm just observant, you know what I'm saying?
Homosexuals.
And when you see that hefty trash bag with the PlayStation 4 poking out the plastic and the Jordans. This COVID cuddling season ain't necessarily working. Harlem, like, what are your thoughts? And then we'll move on to AI, but, like, what are your thoughts, and how can we help these brothers who need somewhere to stay between the months of October through March?
Well, I feel like because of COVID, I think cuddle season started early. So, you know, normally we have the draft, right?
Yeah.
So that starts in,
it
like...
It wasn't no draft this
it
year.
It wasn't no Damn. Draft this year. It starts usually around, like, August. You know, mm-hmm. you start to kind of, you know, pick your players a little bit.
Right.
And then around this time, this is when everybody starts to, like, go and make their pick.
Right.
Get booed up. COVID caused us and those homeless brothers who right. didn't have no place to stay.
Right.
To need some place to stay sooner.
Yeah.
So they already booed up. But by now, as the world is opening back up,
yeah,
people's true color starting to come out.
Yeah.
So they about to be back on the street with their hefty trash bag and their PlayStations. No lie.
Hey, fellas, listen.
Real shit.
Listen, yeah. the numbers are going back up.
Right.
Yeah, I better act right. The numbers going back up. You better chill.
And the temperature been through, at least in St. Louis. I don't know about anywhere else in the nation, but in St. Louis, the temperature has been tricking a lot of brothers, too. Because that summer was kind of extended, then all of a sudden.
It's cold, yeah.
Right.
Listen, yeah, it is what it is.
It was a wintermer.
COVID cuddle season might be extended or it might be canceled.
Oh, I've got no place to go. Okay.
Fellas, yeah, but listen, the numbers are going back up. The numbers are going back up. I get a strong feeling after the first week in November when that thing happened.
True Halloween is November 3rd.
That's what I'm saying. When right. that thing happened, November 3rd, I get a feeling they're going to. That's when all the truth finna come out about a whole lot of stuff. So y'all, fellas, y'all better act right.
Right.
Y'all right. better act right. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm single, so I ain't worried about none of that.
You hear that, Manny?
Shit. Don't do it.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, you and Manny just ended up in a relationship?
It's not gonna happen.
Okay.
He lives in his mother's basement.
Damn, Manny.
At least he stays somewhere, though. If allegedly. We don't know if that's true.
Yeah. So we were having a conversation, man, like since we are talking about cuddle season, it's going to be a lot of ghosting going on after cuddle season up, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah. Halloween special.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of ghosting going on. That's for those of you that are not familiar with the concept of ghosting. I'm gonna find the real definition, but I give you my definition. You know what I'm saying? You're rocking with somebody, and everything is all good. And one day you look up, and you know you've reached the Sprint voicemail of
right.
And you like, hold on, fam. What? I thought we was good. Like you right. know, like so ghosting. Of course, this is Urban Dictionary right here.
Of course.
This is when a person cuts off all communication with their friends or person they are dating with zero warning or notice beforehand. You'll mostly see them avoiding friends' phone calls, social media, and avoiding them in public. I have been ghosted, and I don't like it. But I've also ghosted people, and I know they didn't like it. So I'm sorry. This is my apology. Ruben stuttered. This is my sorry for was 2020, but you know where.
Well, you know, can I call you AI?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Hey,
sure.
Brother A. So can you expound? That's my word of the day. Can you expound upon why you were ghosted? You know, give us that situation. Or maybe you want to talk about why you ghosted someone.
As a black
man in today's society.
So go. So if we're talking about me being ghosted, these are not going to be the person's words. These are mine. I would assume that, you know, said person or people had other things going on with other people. So, you know, I didn't make the cut or, you know, whatever the case. Or maybe I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I just wasn't being the G that I should have been being to these ladies. And they was like, you know what? I got Antoine over here, and Antoine is making the cut. So I'm going to roll with Antoine. As far as me ghosting people, I'm not going to fully expound on this. But, you know, when some things are over in my life, when this piece is over in my life, I'm going to talk about this a whole lot. But I'll just say that I was playing the fence. And, you know, I had to appease a couple of other people. And not that I was in sexual relationships with these people at the time, right, or anything like that. But I was just appeasing so that my life could be a little more peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Word.
So I was like, you know what? I can't even.
So how long, if you don't mind me asking, how long was the situationship or relationship? I don't know. How long were you all involved before the ghosting took place?
About a year with this particular individual.
Ooh. Damn, you can like just ghost somebody after a year?
Bruh, it's not anything I'm proud of. I'm not proud of it, bro. That was a different time for me, right, for sure. So I wouldn't encourage anybody to do anybody like that after a year. At least you had a decency to have a conversation for sure. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
That was, that's not one of my proud moments in life.
That is disturbing that you were able to ghost somebody after engaging with them for a year. Like, I can get like a couple months, couple weeks, but a year?
That's what I was thinking.
If we talk about a couple months or a few months, like that list is going to go up. But
yeah, I feel like I'm a professional ghoster.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've been ghosted, which is fine. But I'm like a professional ghoster.
So is this a fear of commitment? Is this
I get bored very easily.
Okay.
Yeah, so bored. If you don't like catch my attention, I'm probably going to just like ghost you. With no, I have no qualms about doing so either.
So, like, do a nigga take you, like, skydiving, like, within the first 3 dates or something?
No, get some excitement going. So, I went out on a date with this guy a couple weeks ago.
Right, right.
We went to dinner. It was boring. He had absolutely no conversation.
Did he have a belly?
No, he actually is very fit. I responded maybe, like, to 2 additional texts after that. And now I'm just like, no, thank you.
What restaurant did he take you to?
Cooper's Hawk.
Okay.
And that's on the checkbox list. Cooper's Hawk, check.
Right,
it's
check.
I've been there before, though. Like, it was...
Check.
It was so, like, just boring that, like, I had some girlfriends who met me there after. So, after the date, I pretended to leave, reparked my car, and went back in with my girlfriends. And I haven't responded to a text since.
Wow.
Hell no.
Hope he doesn't listen to the show.
I'm going to make sure I push the hell out of this one.
I am definitely a professional ghoster, and I will continue to follow you on social media and watch your stories.
So this is going to be like Frankie Beverly and Maze, Harlem B in commentary.
Put your name right in front. I'll continue, like, one guy still, we go to the same gym.
Right.
I will walk right past you.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean,
I guess my question, no, I guess I'm old school or whatever, but is it not a situation where you kind of give them, well, I feel you as far as like the date, like, you know, if y'all just at that stage, then maybe it's just like, hey, rolled the dice, didn't work. Mm-hmm. But I guess like if depending on what's all involved, in the relationship, a situationship, a momentship, whatever you want to call it. Do you get, well, real quick, do you, is it any kind of pre-warning, like you're about to be ghosted? Is it like catching a shadow in the corner of your eye, the lights flicking on by itself?
Like the messages or the communication becomes like little to none, whereas you were getting, oh, hey, good morning, how are you? You know, those type of messages all the time.
Right.
To where they go to like slim to none, or I barely respond when you text.
Right.
You should know I'm about to dip out.
Ooh.
You should be prepared.
She's with another dude.
I'm usually not. I just don't want to hang out with you.
So let's talk about Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Is it any way, and I'll swing this question to you first, Harlow. Is it any way, first off, it sounds to me like the brother should be more attentive, you know, to know when things are kind of wavering off. Is that safe to say?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say you should know from talking to me and then going on a date with me.
Right.
You should know what may or may not keep my attention.
Right.
So I feel like it's not really being attentive, but it is more so paying attention just a little bit to know that you're boring the hell out of me.
Right. So so you kind of answered the question I was at. Like, are there signs that the person should be able to see to be like, you know, they starting to see ghouls and goblins?
Yeah. I think
that communication is number one.
It's that communication.
Right. Yeah, that's number one.
Especially in where we are right now,
mm-hmm.
communication is really all that we have, especially if you're not currently in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to date somebody in this climate of COVID, if I really like you, I want to talk to you all the time. I'm going to FaceTime you all the time. Like, I want to chat.
Right.
I'm responsive, like, immediately to a good morning text. I don't wait until 11. Oh, I just saw this. Good morning.
Right.
When you sent it at 5.
Right.
And she's sending that when she's laying next to a guy with a soggy penis, fellas. So.
This is so disrespectful.
Crooked, perhaps.
Sending. I didn't say you. I'm just saying in general, you know. Like,
most times they are. They are laying next to the guy that they actually like. But that's another thing, too. If a woman is single and she's dating,
right?
She could ghost you because another guy that she's dating, she actually likes that person.
See, that's what I said.
Right. Yeah,
she actually likes that person. They don't have to necessarily be sleeping together, but she actually may like this guy. So the attention, even if it was just a 5-minute conversation, she's now giving that 5 minutes to the person that she likes.
I told, we're going to call him Antoine. Antoine stepped up.
I was going to say Stanley.
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 Okay. Yeah, Stanley. That's an old school name.
Yeah.
Should be like my name was Stanley down in the lobby.
Yeah, that's Conversion Van Dick. But anyway, I was going to say
Conversion
that.
Conversion Van.
So transparency, which is funny, you know, I'm kind of dorking out. Transparency goes, you kind of see through goes. But transparency is the key all around the board to know if you're about to be ghosted or if you're going to get ghosted. Wait, no. Did I say that? If you're going to ghost somebody or you're going to be ghosted. Transparency is the key to a certain extent.
I think you're talking real third hand over here, player, like you ain't never ghosted or been ghosted.
I've never ghosted
you
anybody.
You want to get in our business.
He's talking to real ghosted. Third hand, dog.
I've been ghosted. You know what I'm saying? And the way that I knew I was going to get ghosted in my personal situation was me, myself, and I, you know, we were in a situationship. And it's so sad because this is somebody, we went back to the 80s. You know what I'm saying? That's, I'm an old job.
The 80s.
But yeah.
You
but
had a
it's
gal
like
in the 80s?
She, huh?
You had a gal in the 80s?
Like, fourth grade.
Yo, play, you know, right.
How old was you in the 80s?
Like, we played four square together.
Right. No, I got you, bro. Ride you bikes.
See you 20 years later. You dicked in a mama. You know. But nah, it was a situation where we were kicking it, you know, doing adult things. And then she kind of started trying to push a certain narrative, if you will. Like, this is how I need to place you in my life. And me being the rebellious Sagittarius that I am at times, it wasn't working, at least not the way she wanted it to work. So then all of these, we never argued. Then all of a sudden, these random arguments started popping up. And the arguments were, it's like, I didn't even say that. Matter of fact, I didn't even say anything. Then next thing you know, we're sorry. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe 3 months later, because here's another thing that we have to talk about being ghosted, is the aftermath of the ghost. So I ended up seeing her like 2 to 3 months later, and she was with Antoine. And it made sense. And she just gave me that look like she saw a ghost. But I'm like, hey, you know what? We grown. You was hitting on about a 6, so you dismissed. And you just kind of let it go. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. That's for people who know what that means.
So my question is.
Yes, ma'am.
After being ghosted, because I think everybody in this room has been ghosted, when do you say enough is enough of reaching out and receiving no response? Because nobody really changes their number now. Right. We just leave it as is, and we either put you on the block list or we literally ignore you, put right. you on do not disturb. When do you stop?
That's a good question. I could tell you for me, I stopped at two different times. It was two different type of stops. I'm dead serious. It was it took me a week to recognize she's not picking up this phone. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I'm blocked on everything. But it took about 3 weeks for my ego to be like, hey, Rashad, stop. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was a wrap after the first week of constantly like, yo. About 3 weeks, I got out of my ego and was like, hey, player. You know what I'm saying? It happens to the best of people.
I'm usually good after I send that that one drunk text where you go off on them. I'm usually good right after that.
So, personal little parody here.
Uh-oh.
I dated this guy off and on for a very, very, very long time. And then I kind of went on about my way, like cut ties a little bit.
A little bit.
And then popped up married.
You popped up married?
I did.
Hey, bro.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is a real thing. No.
I have
a story.
This is why I'm
a biggest
fan.
I popped up married, right?
Right.
Still, to this day. So I was married. I got married in 2017.
Right.
The last time I laid eyes on this person.
Right.
Was in 2016. Maybe early 2017.
Right.
I got a text this morning that says I miss you. I have not seen this person in 4 years. I do not respond. I do not return text messages. Nothing. That's the epitome of ghosting. And right. You still have not given up the ghost to say, okay, let me leave Harlem alone. 4 years later, you still trying to shoot your shot.
Must be some WAP sitting over there.
I was getting ready to say that in a much nicer way.
Hey, you got to just keep it 100, you know?
That's the exact same thing that my male best friend said. That's the problem.
4 years?
It's been 4 years. This person has no problem getting bitches. None.
Yeah.
I literally got married on you.
No.
That's the ultimate ghost move.
I've had someone get married and then call me, but I don't think I've had. Well, have I had somebody get married on me, though? I guess I have, but not from, not that situation.
Right, that's type raw right there.
You would have been dead to me.
Why you ghost him, though?
You would have been dead to
me. Why did he ghost? Because to me it sounds like he definitely got a chance to hit that, and that you all...
We dated for years.
So why did he go? What happened?
We were very toxic.
That happened.
An extremely high level of toxicity between us. Yep. I was terrible to him. Completely.
So can I ask you this? Were there signs with the toxicity, and rather you were toxic and he wasn't, or he was and you weren't? Like, if somebody entertains it, it's both. You know, were there signs that you gave where you was just like, yo, this is going to end?
Yes.
And he was just still like, nah.
Yeah, it was to the point where, like, you would text, I would answer. You would call, I would answer. Or, you know, vice versa. You would ring my buzzer, and when I lived in my apartment,
right.
I would always answer no matter what the time.
Right.
To literally nothing. And then I got into a relationship and got married.
Wow. Damn.
And you still, 4 years later, still going. When do we stop?
Is there a such thing as
reaching out?
I feel you. I'm going to swing this to AI. I don't know how I took over the show. But anyway, because I don't have no cool
you
stories.
You good, bro.
Because you're never here.
I'm never here.
He's like, I'm going to moderate this.
I had to tackle me to get me here. Thank you. I appreciate that. But is there, this may be a stupid question. I like asking stupid questions. It always brings out the best in people, right? Is there a such thing as ghosting closure?
Yeah, I was going to touch that. I mean, okay. go ahead. I mean, some people absolutely need closure. Like,
right.
And I personally, I'm not that person that needs closure. I don't, it was what it was. I'll deal right. with my own stuff internally.
Right.
Because all that's going to happen is when you tell me why you ghosted, I'm going to get mad. So it's like, right. I'm just being serious. And I mean, not no violent or like, but just like,
right.
Come on, dog. This is what you sitting there in my face telling me right now. Like,
right.
I'm not going to, I'll accept it, but I'm just be pissed off. Like, okay, whatever. So some people absolutely need it. I made a joke on Facebook right after the whole Will, August, Jada thing. And I was like, Jada is the reason I don't ever need closure, bro. Because I don't need to be called an entanglement, bro. Like, right. I don't need that kind of stress in my life. Like, yeah, we was kicking it. We was hard. Like, baby girl, I did some things. You did some things to me. We was wrapped up.
Right.
You're like, oh, yeah, all he was just an entanglement. Like, hold the hell on. Right. Like, I am nobody's entanglement in this thing. So I don't need closure. But some people just genetically, I guess, for lack of better choice of words, the moment are built like that. Like, that's something that they need, bro. Like, I need to know why. Like, why?
And right.
why? Sometimes they're why. I mean, some people, I guess, they can move on with that. Other people, me, I'm going to be like, get the hell out of my face. Like, I should have left you where you left me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
How much closure do you need after so long? It's just like, okay, it didn't work. They don't like me. Goodbye. Good day.
Yeah, the damn marriage would have closed it.
My point, she got married. Let me go on about my business.
Right.
But people still continue to seek that, and I call that emotional cutting. You seeking that, whatever it is, knowing that it's probably going to hurt your feelings worse than the ghosting did.
Period. That's what I'm saying.
So sometimes you just gotta let that shit go.
We get caught out there. Y'all just made me think of a situation, though, where it was like I was in a relationship with somebody. It didn't work. You know, we kind of went our separate ways. Because this is when it gets a little weird, too. Like, it was... Now, I got ghosted in this situation. I think we ghosted each other in this situation. But 6 months later, we ended up seeing each other. And it was like all those... You know, I'm going to say pseudo feelings because I don't think they were real. But all these attachment-based feelings came back.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to kick it again. And we knew that it wasn't right. And she ghosted me the second time, but then tried to double back around the corner. And then that's when I was like, look. And I just explained how we were ghosting each other and just go ahead and just move on to where you're going. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that was a real interesting situation. And the funny thing is, we know we had ghosted each other, but because we had a specific type of conversation, we literally laughed, where it was like, look, I know you got this other nigga. You trying to double back. Whatever it is, you need to go over there. And instead of us arguing and stuff, she was like, you know what? You right. He doing something that I couldn't get you to do. And we laughed about it. And that was the end of the story. And honestly, years later, I was the one who reached out to her. And you know what I said? Hey, I'm just checking on you and your sons. That's
well, you
it.
Know, women take that as, oh, he trying to get back.
Totally.
Pride is a serious thing.
That's a fact. But here's the thing. I'm so glad you said that, Juan, because you know what I also did? Thank you for saying that, because I almost forgot. The other thing I did is that I acknowledged her man.
Okay.
When I said, hey, I'm checking, because I said, no disrespect to you and your relationship. Hope everything is going well. Just checking on you and the shorties. Because when we were together, I got close to her sons. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's another thing. But maybe that's another show. If you get in a relationship with somebody with children, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck them kids.
I'm going to bring my girl on that episode.
Ooh, gangsta.
She going to take that joint over.
You should. I would love to talk with her about that, because fuck them kids.
Oh, man.
I bring her for that show.
I'm not speechless all the time, but I guess I'm speechless on that. But okay. I did, you know, I was checking on a family. You know what I'm saying? But here's another thing,
allegedly.
Too.
Allegedly.
Right.
Right. Allegedly.
Just allegedly. But no, just checking. You know what I'm saying? I have a big heart. So checking it out. But God damn it, Dan. I forgot what I was getting ready to say. I had like this.
You checked
epiphany.
On the.
About to come for me.
Checked on the kids.
No. It was based on something you said. But it's one of those things where it's just. I can see what you're saying, though. Because even though I was like, let me acknowledge this guy, you know what I'm saying? How you and your fam checking on you. I could still see how someone would be like, yeah, he's still, I'm still on this brother mind.
he might know that you're out here kind of newly single-ish. So,
ooh.
This gentleman.
What does that even mean?
I mean, he might. It's been 4 years.
I got married one year.
I hear you, but now.
You should go away.
I would.
But he's bringing up a great point, though, Marla.
It is a good point. And I've looked at that. However, that's not. I don't think that that's the case. I think it's just more so a pride thing and an unhealthy soul tie attachment.
You want to try and get back at you real quick and get some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get some bomb
and
then
I don't have a desire or inkling in my body to return to that situation.
In all transparency, I've done that though.
Revenge ghosting.
Of course.
I've done that.
Yeah. That's a thing too. Okay. That is definitely a thing. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. We're not going to play that game.
I've definitely done it.
This show be so dope. I be forgetting. I feel like we just literally talking. I forgot it's a show.
What it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but it's like we are digging into these. Because even with ghosting, whether you've been ghosted or you did the ghosting, to me, it's still a bit of immaturity in there.
Absolutely.
But then sometimes it's not, because it could be a situation with Harlan where she's like, dude, I don't want to fuck with you. And it's like, okay, you still going to fuck with me? It is just like you got to kind of, you know.
Hit with the good morning, beautiful. Yeah.
And what I can. And then like nowadays, the post-ghosts, okay? The post-ghosting.
Post-ghost.
The post-ghost.
Why did he? You heard that term here first.
The post-ghost.
The post-ghost. Because here's the thing. Well, let me know. It's been 4 years, and I said, you know what? You can't do that face where you block us off. You gotta look at. You gotta take this. Yeah. So you know, I've been on your social media. You know,
blocked.
Yeah, but I got a ghost account, and I was able to get in as Sheila Easton. You should have known that was fake when you heard that. So social media, I see you out. I know you work here and be there and. Got my eye on you. The post-ghost. How do you protect yourself in a post-ghost situation? Because nowadays, everybody can steal. You can go through, you know, it's a thing called trashology? Where you can go through a person's trash and figure their life out.
Called being a scammer. Serial killer.
Yeah, it's the post-ghost situation.
That's very true. But, you know, surprisingly, again, in 4 years, as small as St. Louis is and as small as a lot of our circles are that are intertwined, mm-hmm. I literally have not physically laid eyes on this person in 4 years.
Does that mean he hasn't laid eyes on you?
He has not. I've moved. Like, I don't go out.
Right.
So I know for a fact that, like, my social media is private. I'm not on Facebook. I'm only on Instagram. You literally are just, like, obsessed at this point.
But he has if I he texts you, that. I miss you, that means he got your number, though.
My number has been the same for 10 years.
So you have to block him.
I have done that. How many random numbers can you block?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, damn. So he's trying at it. From different numbers.
Yeah. So we just gonna
fellas, don't do that.
He's the Google ghost.
We gonna leave these ghosts.
Don't do that.
Right where they at.
Calling you from a Google number. Yes, I am.
Goodbye.
fellas, don't. Fellas, the real man moment right here to the fellas.
Preach.
Leave these damn women alone, man, if they don't want to rock with y'all. Like, for real, man. Lead them alone. Yeah. Just lead
them. Have some pride.
Lead them alone.
Pick your fucking bottom lip up and put your pride in your little hefty bag with your PS4 and go on about your business.
Well, here's a question, too, you know, or not necessarily a question, statement question. Let's say for the fellas, you know, because we be picking on the guys. Well, we pick on everybody here, so it's equal picking. But let's say the guy who, I miss you. And you're like, okay. Then what? To the guy, not you.
If I just say okay?
Yeah, if you're like, okay.
Then that's going to open up for more conversation.
Right.
And I don't have
to. No. Hear me, because this is a message to the guy. If you said, okay, yeah, we can hang. We could this or that. I would ask a guy, and this is a true guy moment. Honest guy talk. I can't say you because you're not the guy. If she gave you what you wanted, would you feel happy in your heart? Or in your mind, because that's going to determine why you even trying to get back in contact with this woman.
Or in your pants.
Woman. Or in your pants.
It's the pants.
It's definitely the pants, and it's a pride thing. Yeah. And if I give you the opportunity for us to return back to that situation, right, it's only going to lead to a toxic environment and a bunch of fighting, and I don't fight fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-oh.
So, but here's the thing. Uh-oh. To the guy, I'm with AI. Grow up. Yeah. And you got to move on, brother. And sometimes you have to recognize, as in all the time, when a situation is truly over. Because sometimes you're blessed not to get what you want.
Yeah. Yes. You can ask my husband. I am not all of that. Because, again,
you are the bomb. You're the black girl.
You got to read her Google
coming
reviews.
Coming soon,
bro.
Y'all.
You got to, hey, slow down. You got to read her Google reviews. Slow down. So you said you don't fight fair. I mean, what you are picking up cinder blocks or something? I mean, what kind of in love? Because we're not talking about. So let's get a disclaimer in here, okay? These views are the views of us, not our employers, friends, families, whoever else. And this is not even, we're going to assume for the sake of this conversation, we are not talking of any kind of violence between men and women, and correct, more particularly correct, black men and women, okay?
Thank you. Thank correct you for
so
that disclaimer.
So when we use the word fight, we're not talking about anything physical, so don't come for me.
We are talking about verbal sparring, and the gentleman of this show would never talk about physical violence between men and women. Why?
Not
because
at all.
Harlem is a domestic violence survivor and advocate, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say that I don't fight fair, because, you know, they try to say all is fair in love and war, I unfortunately, and I'm working on myself, Lord, you know my heart, I'm a low blow fighter.
You a Taurus. My girl a Taurus. Yeah, she a low blow fighter, too.
I'm a low blow fighter.
May what?
I'm going to 11th. Yeah. I'm going to take everything that I know about you. I'm going to take your weaknesses and your kryptonite, and I'm going to use that shit against you in a fight.
Oh, nigga, that's why you got a 27 APR on a 2013.
That's why your grandma did. Right. Like,
right.
Yeah.
That's why you got a 17 stroke count. Oh,
that's why your daddy on cancer. Like, what?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm
like, on cancer. Like, what?
I'm that person.
I was in a relationship with a Taurus. They,
bruh, the bull.
Yeah.
I love him to death, but whew, yeah, that
probably
mouth.
Probably much more lethal than any damage that I could do to a man physically.
But, you know, like, if we're going to talk Zodiac, with Tauruses, I could say that you're really, and this is just Zodiac for those who rock with astrology. We know everybody does not. Swank the Lord. Hallelujah. Tauruses are great people. That's a great sign until you get to that point.
Don't piss me off. Don't piss us off. Period.
Shout out to my grandma, May 4th.
We are going to use everything that we can, everything that's in the arsenal, to right break you down, to prove our point, and to win that particular fight. I'm not proud of that, because I say some shit.
I mean, here's the ultimate ghost. I wasn't even going to share this with y'all, but I love y'all and the people listening to this. The ultimate ghost for me was by a Taurus.
Mm.
It's the time I proposed and heard a no.
Cold world.
What you get?
I said, you know, I just never feel.
We need to talk about that. Is the relationship over after you asked?
Hell yeah.
We're not talking about that today.
Next
I'm
show
writing it down, bro.
For sure. Yeah.
The relationship is done.
Right. I'm just saying that I proposed, and it wasn't the best proposal. You know what I'm saying? But it was one of those. I know you. It was a Carl Thomas moment. I know you was walking out the door. Shout out to Carl Thomas. And I got to say whatever I got to say, you know. I want to marry you.
Should have just argued with her.
Can I marry you? And you know what she said?
No.
She ain't even. I wish you would have said no, honestly. But that Taurus you talking about was like, why you want to marry me now? And she said it like that. And I'm thinking like, nah, I saw this shit in all these arabesque and badass BET B movies. And they always say yes. And never thought I would hear that.
Nope. Alan, what type of fighter are you in relationships?
So.
Verbal spar. Yeah.
It depends, right? Because if you get me to a certain place, I'm gonna cut you deep, but it ain't gonna be what you think it's gonna be with. It's gonna you know, because I'm gonna get even. Like, you hit me with a rock, I'm finna pick up this brick. Yeah. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. It's like, oh, you tried to get me. Okay, cool. See, I'm not going to expose your true weaknesses. I think as I've grown, I'm more right. So learning to focus on the problem and not the person.
Yeah.
I think that's really big, because before, you know, like, even when I get there, and I'm still a work in progress. Okay, I'm still a work in progress. But even when I get there, I'm kind of like, cause me, I walk away. I take a few steps back, or whatever the case. It may not be a nice walk away, but I'm like, man, I gotta get the hell from around you for a little minute. I need to get up out of here, you know, whatever. I think that for me, I'm gonna buckle you up, but I ain't gonna put you on your knees.
Oh yeah, I'm going for the jugular.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
I'm not gonna say that I am. I'm gonna say that I used to, because now as I've gotten older and I've had, you know, not just a failed relationship but a failed marriage where I was very disrespectful in arguments. I was very undercutting to a black man in arguments. You know, I don't want anybody talking to my sons like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some of the things that I said, I would say to myself, I would have smacked the hell out of me if I was a man. You know, some of the things that I've said.
I have a question for you, and I'm sorry for interrupting your build, but you touched on something. So older sisters used to tell me this back in the day. They said that sometimes when a woman is arguing with a man, there'll be a point where the woman in the argument will be like, I can't believe this nigga arguing with me. Is that true? Where you may look at him like, why are you even engaging me? Okay.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah. And for somebody like me, because I can go from literally 0 to 100.
Right.
And it's harder for me at one point to come down from that because I used to struggle with my borderline personality disorder.
Right.
So it's like irrational arguing.
Right.
So over the years I've conquered that, you know. So I don't want my sons to feel like it's okay for women to talk to them the way that I've talked to men.
Right.
So I've had to really pull it back because I am raising two black men.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the shit that I say is just funny. You know, at one point I was arguing with a guy and he was like, but I brought you some donuts. And I was like, and I knocked them off the counter.
You hungry?
I knocked them off the counter. I was like, I want them stale ass donuts.
Right.
You know?
Was they stale though?
They was still.
I knocked them shits over.
I definitely did. And he still, 4 years later, still texting.
Oh, damn.
But,
yo, you know, this show is so dope. That's all I'm saying. Look how how we put stuff together.
I'm more getting, when I get into my next relationship, number one, I don't want to fight. But, you know, arguments and disagreements are inevitable in relationships. But you have to fight fair. You definitely have to fight fair. Because I'm sensitive as hell. So if somebody be like, that's why your grandpa died, I'll be like, what?
Right.
And if I say it back, I'm be like, yeah, now what? You know, we can't do
that. I think if we ever saw you cry, it would make us cry. Because you so just, in a positive way.
I'm going to tell her to G up, bro. I'm
going to give her a big old hug and a fresh donut.
Grab your nuts, girl.
Like, well, I'll say this as far as like the spar game. I always, now AI, I think I said this to you before, hold on, but I know I said this to AI. Being younger, I was the most insecure, immature, backward, wayward. We did talk about this because it was the fuckboy club. You know what I'm saying? And
we need to revisit that 2.0.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about our membership. So I had like, you know, shoot, I had all the perks.
I have a membership to that club.
Right, right. I had all the perks. But then like, Harlem touched on like growth is the key. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes in the arguments and the debates and the verbal sparring and stuff, you got to recognize when you are speaking from your own insecurities. You know what I'm saying?
That is so real. Continue.
Yeah. And your own, and that's where I caught myself, where I was just trying to inflict so many of my insecurities and my personal issues onto somebody till you get to the point that you recognize that in my case, there's a woman standing there, but I'm really going off on me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And once I peeped that game and, you know, that relationship, of course, didn't work out. But I had to have so much time just the moments of solitude for personal growth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I had to grow the fuck up. And I think a lot of us have to grow the fuck up in certain ways, shape, forms, and fashions. By the time, you know, my life would progress and there was a disagreement or there was a serious issue or whatever, I recognized, number one, that I wasn't arguing. You know what I'm saying? I was talking if we had a disagreement or there was an issue or so on and so forth. Sometimes I had some relapses, AI, I ain't gonna lie.
But
as I got older, I got better. And then what I started doing is sometimes things can still get intense, but instead of being like, yeah, motherfucker, that's what it was like, yo, and you keep your voice at this tone and so on and so forth. And at least in my situation, the sister recognized, well, he ain't arguing with me, but we having a, you know what I'm saying? She's trying to argue. I'm keeping a conversation.
Yeah.
She's trying to argue. I'm keeping a conversation. I'm walking away. Or in some cases, if you want to get super advanced, depending on, you know, the relationship or the situationship. And please hear me clearly, folks, because I'm going to talk about something physical, but it is not in the way of fighting. Could lead to another F word, though. You walk up and you just grab her behind the neck and you pull her close in a very soft and genuous way.
In a circle of motion.
And you whisper in her ear, what's up? And I'm telling you,
that shit don't work.
I feel like I get punched.
How about you? Look, it's super advanced, but yeah, it does work, because it's just like you said, strong sister such as yourself, and you super strong sister. It's the difference between, you tell me if I'm wrong, but it's the difference between a sister knowing she's arguing with a grown ass boy versus having a difference with a man, a difference of opinion.
I would agree with you.
And that's two different type of energies. Now, I'm going to say to fellas out there, Manny or whoever, Harlem got them hands.
I can't even fight.
Man, I'm not messing with you.
But it's like when it's a mature conversation, when the energies can be, you know what I'm saying, kind of contained, then you can recognize, wait a minute, do we really have to go here about this? Or is it something, can we talk about it? Or maybe we need a break.
Yeah. Maybe we need a break.
That we can't come back from. One thing I'll say, this is the most transparent thing I'll say on this show along these lines. Any ex-girlfriend that I've had, and I ain't had a whole lot, you know, I ain't out there like everybody else, but... Here's the key. Not y'all, I'm just saying in general, here's the key. And this is more so for the fellas. Now the sisters gonna be, he ain't never lying about that. Fellas, this is for you. Do your ex-girlfriends respect you even after the relationship, to where they can see you, be cordial, and have respect for you? And a lot of that deals with how you all ended. You know, I'm pretty sure a ghost move probably ain't going to get you. You know what I'm saying? But just it's a word I can't think of. But just, you know, an amicable breakup. And even though y'all might have got into it, it was toxic, so on and so forth, can she still respect you? You know what I'm saying? And it does deal with how you handle arguments and so on and so forth. Like with you, Harlem, you know, fellas, I'm going to give y'all a little oop. Y'all probably going to miss the dunk because, you know, y'all just be missing. But one thing I learned about Harlem, and I've known her for several years, I want to say over 10.
Yeah.
You're not going to win an argument with her, so don't try it.
Any woman.
And this is to my guy who got left it.
Any woman.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think you ain't going to beat no sister Oregon. But to my guy, Cooper Hawk, was it?
Cooper's Hawk.
Cooper's.
We don't call him Cooper.
Cooper's.
Nickname is now Cooper.
You could tell I be a Wendy's and shit. But with Harlem, She gave you the key, because sometimes, brothers, we don't listen. Conversation. Do you know how to talk? Do you know how to, do you have a subject in your sentence? Is there a noun? Is there a verb? You know what I'm saying? Do you have adjectives and predicates? And I'm pretty sure it's not predicate. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, predicate. But not it is something. But anyway, do you know how to talk and have an engaging conversation? And if you have a point that she may disagree with, can you stand on your point? Can you back your point with scholarship or even intellectual niggership?
I think that a lot of it is it's kind of like the art of war, right? Like you have to be mentally, physically, everything prepared, like to, because you're going to get to that space in your relationship eventually.
Right.
You know, like the honeymoon phase, I think statistically, or not statistically, but by numbers, last 90 days or something like that.
Wow.
So, you know, after all that's gone and now you like, you know what? I used to like how you chewed at Cooper's Hawk, but now you like fam. And I think you have to be prepared as an individual. Like it comes down to self, you know, like arguments are 80% how you say things and 20% what you say. So
that's right.
I can say, you know, girl, you know, your mama raised you like this, and that's why you do this. So I can say, hey, in the household you came up in, this was the norm. Da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know if you're projecting that on me. Total example here. I haven't had this conversation with anyone to my knowledge, but just, you know, like, is that really part of what's going on? Like, me telling you, like, if I know you're dealing with something that you may need to see a therapist for, that's or right. whatever the case, and I'm just like, you need to see a damn therapist. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not attacking you, but have you considered that maybe this is an issue that you need to talk out? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's the whole thing. And I think Harlem was hitting on that, but you definitely brought it home, where you can, even in the most toxic of arguments, and we've all had them, you can still build your partner up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's called tough love, and it's just how you say things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, Harlem talks all the time about, like, hey, these are the things that happened in my life and so on and so forth. And if you know, a brother know that, and you're trying to break her down for your own personal gratification, which is never going to lead to anything positive.
That will lead to hands.
You could be, like, if you see signs, but that comes with maturity. And rather you a grown man, and I'm speaking to the brothers, you're a grown man or you're a grown boy. You know, speak, even in the most darkest of situations, if you really rock with a sister, still speak life. It may be harsh. Like AI said, and that was a great example, AI. Hey, your behavior right now, you doing this bullshit and whatever, and that's why it's leading to that. And you need to build in this area. Whatever the conversation may be, it's still uplifting, because a lot of times people will come back to you once things have calmed down, the waters are not rough anymore, and be like, hey, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even in the most prideful situation, because sometimes that will, that will overthrow pride. You know what I'm saying?
I think that goes, it's very safe to say that goes for women as well, because we are quicker to break a man down in a disagreement or in an argument than we are to uplift him in that moment, because we are so angry.
Right.
And a lot of times too, what we do when we argue is we project what we're feeling personally or emotionally.
Right.
That possibly has nothing to do with your partner or with that argument.
Right.
Into that particular scenario, you know, and that makes arguments 10 times worse.
Yep.
One thing that I learned positively from my ex-husband and how to argue was, you sit on your hands, and if you have to walk away,
right,
I'll be back. I just need a minute.
Right.
I need a minute. When I'm ready to talk, I'll offer that option to you. You know, are you ready now? If you're not ready, let me know.
Right.
And then we can come back, because then your temperatures have cooled down. Now y'all are ready to have a conversation and talk to each other instead of talking at each other, where you just listening to respond and not to understand.
Ooh, yeah. I have a bad habit of trying to force the conversation when I want to have
too.
It.
I'm the same way. Now, well, I don't argue with nobody. I just go straight.
Right.
Put them on do not disturb.
Yep.
Yeah. Cause here's the thing too, man. And I'm glad you said that, Harlem, cause I remember, like, just getting into it so much, arguing, yelling, being angry, so on and so forth, that I promise you, like, when I was 35, I felt like I was getting ready to have a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
And that was a physical.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
That I have to change.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
And change because life, in my personal opinion, life is a reflection. Your life is a reflection of you, how you think, your beliefs, how you manifest, all of those things. I have to change me so I can stop being in these toxic situations that I'm bringing on myself.
Bring them on yourself.
And that's super advanced.
You will wear yourself low. You will wear yourself low. And that's something that I dealt with, like physical exhaustion and exertion.
Yeah.
You know, just from one argument or one instance. So that all ties back into take care of yourself. You know, step away from the argument, step away from the conversation, and then come back when you can take your gloves off and you can actually fight for it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with it. I'm with it. I think we can wrap it on up, y'all. Y'all want to give final thoughts? Talk to Manny. Talk to anybody. I think
we ain't even hit that hour mark.
Manny,
we do good in here, bro. We do good.
I like it.
So yeah, we trying to, you know, keep it down, keep y'all engaged, because we do listen to your feedback.
Yep,
we do listen to your feedback, and some of the feedback
negative,
has
positive.
Been yes.
We enjoy it. So
we like y'all, but y'all be talking.
I will say this.
Hour, 2 hours.
Yeah. I will say this to our loyal listener, Manny. I would love to have you on the show.
Yes.
And have a conversation with you. So I do believe our producer is trying to reach out to you. AI just asked you in the beginning of the show to hit us up to see if we can make that happen. I would love to have you on and have a conversation with you.
And we're not going to jump on you, Manny. Don't think that. We're not going to get you in the room.
I can handle my own.
I am a Manny fan. Manny, I like you. I like you. You're gutsy. You have moxie.
We're not going to jump on
you. I don't know how that's going to work out on a show.
You're the peacemaker. I'm not.
We just want to. I want to hear the open dialect.
You hear Harlem Chief. God forgives.
I don't.
I just want to hear the open dialect. I mean, you know, believe it or not, man, there are other men out here that think like Manny. I really want to get down to it. I think even for me personally, man, I used to be like, man, what are these girls on? I'm not just finna spend this bread on you.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not saying, like I said, Manny, we like you to a point that we want you on the show, and we're talking about
speak
you.
For
we
yourself.
We are using our life energy to manifest you on this show. But I will say this: I used to be a person who thought, you know, she a gold digger if she want this and that and so on and so forth. If she mm-hmm. want this type of car and this, that, and the third. But I had to look at myself and be like, well, what do I think about me if my mentality is just thinking that all women is kind of on this bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Then you recognize as you up your, you know, I'm speaking about myself, brother. As I upped my game or you up your game, things start to look different. And then you understand, hey, it ain't nothing wrong with a sister wanting some security. I mean, shoot, a brother wants some security. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talk about what you bring to the table. What you bring to the table. How about who brought the table? Aha. Now, I had to grow up out of that, though, player.
Yeah, yeah. You all know where you can get at us at email commentaryshow@gmail.com. You can get with us on Facebook. It's the commentary podcast discussion group. That's the Facebook page. I am Allen. I am A-L-L-E-N-E-Y-E on all my social media handles. And just a random tidbit, I am going back Club Quarantine because they ain't shut this thing down. So my Mixcloud handle for live streaming is I am Allen I as well. So make sure y'all jump on there. I get you covered. Where y'all at? Let them know.
Well, as always, I am The Interrupted Black Girl on Instagram. Not on Facebook, not on Twitter.
Even though you do make special guest appearances.
Every now and then on Facebook when I want to stir up some shit.
The fact you can just jump into your account and jump right back off is pretty awesome. Yeah. I am Rashad Ism, R-H-A-S-H-A-D-I-S-M, on everything but Twitter. I do not tweet. Also, shout out to my man Chan House. Hey, we gotta get you over there, man.
I'll come through for sure.
To the Chan House, DJ Charlie Chan Soprano, the legendary, the official DJ for Run DMC. Saturday nights and Thursday nights, he goes live at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Twitch.tv/ like you falling forward. Chan House 24.
Yeah, Twitch is starting to cut down on.
We'll be out of there soon. So catch us.
Yeah, I tried to give everybody the hack, man, but cats wasn't listening. I tried. Yeah. I'm looking out for my DJ partners out here. So Twitch is on our ass, fellas. So that's y'all right. Better.
About another two shows. Be moving.
About another. Hey, look, I think I talked about that, but I went through all this copyright stuff early in the game, man. Like 2016, 2017, I was going through this, man. And they actually threatened me with a lawsuit. So I was like, yeah, no.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. I think I've talked about it before, but I'll talk about it another time, man. But yeah, they actually threatened me with a lawsuit. Facebook did a while back. I think it was like 2015 or 16, they threatened me with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, woo, okay, let me stop. So DJs, they not going to do it to y'all. I guess I was a guinea pig at that time, but just be aware, man, because I think I was one of the only DJs at that time. Like, really, at that time, I think, like, maybe, and I'm not, this is not a me first type deal, but I know, like, Khaled and all them were doing, like, live streams
right
on Facebook and, like, a lot of the big DJs.
Right.
A lot of the other DJs were using like Ustream and stuff,
uh-huh.
Which I use very, very. I had a very short stint on Ustream. But you know, then like Facebook came and I try to stay ahead of the game. So I'm like, man, I'm finna try right. and see what I can do on this joint.
Right.
So I was doing young lady had a Zumba class that she taught. Mm-hmm. And I would live stream on Facebook for her Zumba class.
Right.
And they start getting me. So
wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So that was ended. But this was episode 14. Commentary, Intellectual Blackversation. Shout out, Daryl. We appreciate you, brother. We'll see yes. you soon. We are going to sign off. Y'all take it easy. Enjoy your Halloween. Be safe. We'll talk to you. We're going to record again next week, but we'll talk to you like probably right after. And I don't know if that's going to be, we might need to take a break before the election, to be honest with you.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. we'll be back with y'all after the election. So you heard it here. We'll be back with y'all after the election. I don't know what we're going to talk about and I don't know how we're going to feel, but we'll see. So y'all stay cool.
Yes.
And, go vote, man. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for or nothing, but come on, man, do something. Just,
the vote feels.
Y'all take it easy.
Vote for the least racist.
Peace. No, we don't want to vote for the least racist. We know
right.
who that
You was. Didn't say you weren't racist, sir. He said I'm the least racist. Anyway.
All right. We out.